Hey, everybody. It's Halloween, so...
Let's get started!
Hey, family!
Okay, as you all can see, we all look a little different today. So we have to tell you about our costumes. We're all inspired by celebrities that had a big impact on this 2024. Well, you know, it's obvious that I'm not Milli or Vanilli. I am the one and only rock star legend, fresh from the gym in his leather pants, Henny Kravitz.
I love you, Henny. I love you.
Oh, I love you, too.
I love you. Did you know that we weren't supposed to break up, Lenny, Henny?
We're still together in the ether.
Okay. So, as you guys may remember, Sherry Shepherd dressed up as me a few years ago, and I decided to return the compliment, darling. So today, I'm Bratty Shepherd. Hey, family! Hey, family! I love you!
All right, y'all, listen up. I'm Oklahoma Lone. I'm a rough riding country singing star who likes to live life a little on the wild side. Some people might say I'm a Post Malone wannabe, but I got country twang.
Ooh. Ooh, I love that song.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you so much.
We should do a song.
Let's go.
It ain't over till it's over, right, Lenny Henny?
So many tears I cry.
And last but not least, definitely not least, I was inspired by Uncle Shannon Sharp and his purse. I mean, his man bag. My name is Club Gay Gay.
Hey, family!
What's up, Shannon?
As you can see, I put on some muscle for the role. And I've even been doing some squat.
Oh. All right.
Oh, Michelle.
Wow. Oh, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
I can't.
All right, now let's get on with the show. Now, it seems Giselle has a little bunching in the oven. Now, Giselle, who's 44, is reportedly expecting a baby with her boyfriend, 35-year-old jiu-jitsu instructor Joaquin Valente. Ooh. And it'll be her third since she's already has two kids with her ex Tom Brady, and it seems like they're planning to welcome the child in a home birth. And sources are saying Giselle gave Tom a heads up before the news broke, which makes sense because he shared this picture along with the song Landslide, including the lyric, "Can the child within my heart rise above?"
Ooh.
So, what do we think? You think Tom could rise above the gossip drama? Or was, you know, driving to do something crazy?
I don't believe she did that.
Why?
She got pregnant. Women usually don't do that when they leave, you know, their husband. They're not divorced officially, huh? And that's Giselle Bundchen having an outside baby?
I mean, when you fly like that, you meet a new dude, you're going to definitely get bunched in.
Listen, here's the other thing about training jiu-jitsu now is, like, that's body-on-body contact all day long. And you're holding each other real tight.
What you think, baby?
Yeah, I think, you know, he seems like a good guy. He could probably defend himself. Mm. He knows jiu-jitsu. He definitely whooped Tom. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that.
You know, I work out every morning. You want to work out with me?
What kind of workout are we going to do?
Squats.
Oh, Sherry, what do you think about Giselle wanting to do a home birth?
Oh, I think she's absolutely crazy. Does she know how much pain that's going to be?
Mm. Lenny? Henny?
Yo, listen, I would just love to perform at the christening. Mm. I could do Want to Get Away or something like that.
Okay, I want to get away with you, Henny.
Well, we can fly away. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Shawn Mendes is 26 years old, and he's been famous since his teens, and his personal life keeps people talking. All right? He was even involved in a love triangle with Camila Cabello and Sabrina Carpenter. We just dissed on that recently, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his new song, The Mountain, contains the lyric, "You can say I like girls or boys, whatever fits your mold."
Ooh.
That's good marketing.
And during his Red Rocks concert, he addressed rumors about his sexuality. Check it out.
The real truth about my life and my sexuality is that, man, I'm just figuring it out like everyone, and I don't really know sometimes, and I know other times.
Did he say, I don't really know?
Well, he said that he's figuring it out. He's also said that sexuality is a complex thing, and it's hard to put it into boxes.
Oh.
Do you think 26? At 26, should he have it figured out, or is he doing just fine?
You should know if you feel like a nut or if you don't at that point.
Yeah.
Well, Post, you know they talk about me about that.
Yeah, what do they say, Shannon?
About the mountains and broke back and all that stuff. And, you know, I don't know.
Well, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Yes,
Sherry, you are one.
Yes. I love you, Gary.
Thank you.
Hey, Shannon, you trying to invite him to Club Gay?
Well, you know, it's open.
How late does your club stay open, Gary?
Till 12.
Oh, that's early.
I got to get in early. Get it in early.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. Lizzo got a jump start on Halloween a few days ago, but we got to give you a little backstory, okay? So earlier this year, South Park spoofed Lizzo and all the popular weight loss drugs in their episode, The End of Obesity. Well, Lizzo clapped back with an epic costume, and she even used the audio from South Park. Check it out.
Hold on my cravings to be thinner with Lizzo.
Oh, it's Lizzo.
FDA-approved Lizzo makes you feel good about your weight, and it costs 90% less than Ozempic.
I've lowered my standards and my expectations.
She also shared a fake ad that said side effects include a smile on your face and a pep in your step. I love me some Lizzo. What do y'all think about her costume?
That made my leather pants tighter.
Wait a minute, Henny.
I'm a sexual being. Not a being, but a being. I'm for everybody.
Oh. Yeah. She probably thinks that she is better now. And listen, she's doing great. I like somebody who can laugh at themselves.
Really?
Yes.
Not taking herself too seriously.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just laughing. Look like she's in a Pepto-Bismol suit. Is that what that is?
No, it's
an Ozempic bottle.
Oh, mine wasn't that color.
Well, she did some cute bright colors to stand out, Gary.
Yeah.
She stood.
I mean, Shannon.
Pops of color.
Yeah.
Like your bag.
What's your name, Sherry?
Shannon. Shannon Gay.
Club Gay.
Oh, my God.
What are the kind of secrets that people tell you on Club Gay?
Well, you really want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Over Come back chill. In about an hour. Yeah. I'll talk about Michelle.
So who y'all excited to see for Halloween this year?
Diddy.
What?
Well, you know, a couple years ago, he was the Joker. And he was an amazing Joker. And I want to see, like, what he'll do this year.
Henny, I don't think Diddy's doing a costume. Yeah. He might do one very basic costume this year.
An orange
one? They don't celebrate in prison?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but you probably don't get a lot of stuff to... never mind.
Yeah.
I think Gwyneth Paltrow is going to have amazing costumes. She always does.
I want to see Cat Williams.
What would you like to see Cat dressed up as?
A cat.
Titty Cat Williams?
Yeah. Up next, Mariah Carey just dropped a video with an unexpected co-star, and baby, it ain't Brad. It's causing a scandal. Find out who it is after the break.
Don't you talk about Brad. I love Brad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sherry.
That's
forgot.
That's my little sister.
She's the
hey, Drew.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
Well, it's Halloween, so no better time to let everyone know you enjoy the spooky rumors being spread about you. So Armie Hammer is slowly making a comeback with a self-titled It's Armie Hammer Time podcast. And during his first episode while interviewing Tom Arnold, Armie admitted to liking his past bloody controversy. Check it out.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of like the cannibal stuff now.
There's a lot of people smiling. Like,
yeah. The accusations are the thing that makes so much noise. Like, what makes more noise? Armie Hammer is a cannibal. Or Armie Hammer might not be a cannibal.
I mean, are y'all surprised? Because he lost a little bit of everything. He had a whole bunch of roles he was lined up for. And I think at one point we talked about how he was like working at a resort.
Yeah, he was working down in the Caribbean. I think he's selling timeshares.
Yeah. Well, I don't like it at all because he stole MC Hammer's name and title and tried to use it and didn't give him no credit.
They didn't give him his props.
Armie Hammer time. That's MC Hammer's line.
And I was upset because Hell the Bacon Soda people went out of business. Didn't he take that
Johnson & Johnson?
Armie Hammer. Yeah. They didn't go out of business, Gary. It's something in my refrigerator right now.
Oh, Sherry, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Dope boys be rapping about it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, I think just because you give somebody a little love nibble from time to time, that don't mean that you're a cannibal.
Right? I'm saying it.
Right? How hard do I have to bite before I'm a cannibal?
Here, try.
Usually when blood appears.
Hold on a second.
Oh, I'll just say try right here.
Club Gay Gay, you were showing them
your chest.
Okay.
These guns are really nice there, Senator. They're so big and strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ought to see them out of this shirt.
Okay, well, moving on. Speaking of spooky scenarios, imagine if everybody doesn't get to the polls and vote, y'all. Right. Imagine if everybody does not get to the polls and vote. Mm. So typically on November Unost, we hand the rest of the year over to the Queen of Christmas, Miss Mariah Carey herself.
Hey, Mariah!
But it looks like K-Dubs Kerry Washington may have talked her off into holding off until after the presidential election. Look at this.
No, it's not your season yet, Mariah.
What?
It's voting season. Did you make a plan?
I made a plan. Executed it.
Yes! That's amazing, because it's my season before it's her season. Yeah. So now all we need is you.
Mariah Carey season begins on November the 6th this year.
That's awesome. She's Mariah Carey, honey. She can do anything.
Mm-hmm. She sure does.
She can't do no harm in my book.
No,
Sherry, she can, honey. You love Mariah.
Yeah, that's my best friend, Brad's best friend.
Do I know?
Yeah.
What you want for Christmas?
All I want for Christmas is you, honey.
Oh.
Can you do that little dance that time when you was on stage and your pants popped open?
Oh,
don't show everybody. Oh, no. Just wait.
Yeah, we wanted to bust over.
Yeah, you can
during
show.
Commercial
me.
Break.
Okay,
got you.
Okay. What y'all think of Kerry Washington's singing voice?
I was impressed. She sounded great.
She sounded great.
She sounded. She sounded stupendous.
She sounded superior.
Yeah, she's really good.
I give her my mic.
She sounded ludicrous.
She sounded like Michelle.
Michelle.
Do y'all remember how she was sounding?
His date on that video. Mm. Oh, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
up next, looks like Ghost, a.k.a. Amari Hardrick, is back to haunt Canaan, a.k.a. 50 Cent. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey, family.
Rumors have been going around for a minute about a possible 50 Cent and Amari Hardwick beef.
Uh-oh.
Well, no need to wonder how 50 Cent feel about it. Check out what he had to say when asked if him and Amari were good.
I think he overvalues himself, to be honest. Because since then, it's been a long time since he hasn't been in power.
Ooh.
Why are we not excited about the new projects?
What new project?
His new projects.
You got new
projects?
I didn't know
See,
you had
that's what I'm talking about. That is exactly what I'm talking about. If there was noise going on, that big of a draw, then we would see noise, we would see new things happening, we see you out where you actively in a place where people are looking for you.
Mm-hmm. So y'all not cool, it sounds like.
No, because you leave it like it's me not giving you the money.
Damn.
Ooh. Well, y'all think 50 Cent, right? Do you think Amari Hardwick overvalues himself?
How do you overvalue yourself if you feel good about yourself and put yourself on a pedestal?
You got to be your biggest cheerleader.
You got to be your biggest cheerleader. You got to value yourself as high as you possibly can.
Him and 50 apparently got into it. If 50 don't like that, he left it saying that 50 owed him money, because 50 probably feel like he don't owe nobody no money. He gave him the opportunity, so he should be grateful. So,
but
you know.
That is ridiculous. 50 needs to shut up, dog. Why are you putting all the people's business out in the public?
What business? In the public. That's 50's business too.
It's very public.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just like fights go on every job. But still, some things you just keep at home.
Listen, Shannon, that's real sharp coming from you.
Yeah.
On Club Shay Shay and all the drama you done dragged out this year.
Well, but they brought it to me. I didn't go to them. They brought it to me.
Mm. I think your people put in a request for those people.
Well, but they still brought it to me.
Oh, you're so crazy, Gary.
Uh-huh. You can't argue with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Moving on, Boosie's out here turning Oklahoma Malone's cousins in a mouth. Now, Boosie was out at an Atlanta Hawks game, and when the music got turned up and Swag Surface started blasting through the speakers, man, he decided to grab some random white kids and show them what it's like to have a lit uncle at the cookout.
Oh. Beep it. Why he putting his shoulders into it like that. The poor kid is red. Oh my God, he's choking him. He got a drink in his hand. Oh gosh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Was that the picture they took right before he picked up that kid?
Yeah, right? Is he rubbing his hands together? He's like, I'm about to swag surf the hell out of this kid.
Poor kid.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like
he was getting it at first, but then when he yoked him up, oh, you're choking me. Little Boosie, you're choking me. I can't breathe.
Mr. Boosie, please.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Those kids were like, my God.
Mom, help.
This black man is attacking us.
Yeah, he's going to dive in a little Boosie catalog and have a whole new vocabulary in a couple weeks after
this. You know they got money. He got money because they probably on courtside seats. That's how he found them.
Yeah.
Or they could have been terminal.
Mm-mm. Oh.
I mean, sometimes, they let the kids. Never mind. They flew in on a terminal.
There we go.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Yeah.
Up next, guess which singer has anonymous sponsors for all their Halloween costume needs. Sound naughty and I like it. Details after the break.
Oh, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Come on now, Skip.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey, family.
All right, y'all, watch out, Heidi Klum's. Seems Janelle Monáe is coming for your spot as a Halloween queen.
No.
That's right, Sherry. Janelle recently graced the cover of the Hollywood Reporter as Frankenstein, but in her own way. Right, there she is. She opened up about her love for the holiday and that she has an anonymous benefactor who funds all of her Halloween looks.
Yes.
This person just wants to make people believe in imagination, and Janelle seems to be the right one for the J-O-B. What do we think about her costume this year, and could she really become the new queen of Halloween? Right?
I would love for Janelle to be the queen of Halloween. I love her. She's a great person.
That's a great mask get up she's got right there.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the previous queen?
Heidi Klum.
Oh, now Heidi Klum is good now. Yeah. Heidi Klum does great every year for the past 10 years.
That's the only time that ogre ever looked hittable.
Yeah. She even got the big hands.
Don't you talk. You don't be disrespectful on
my
couch.
Man, I believe in the beauty of all creatures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All creatures.
But that's, man.
She put the O in ogre.
Yeah. y'all looking at her boobs. That's why. Y'all want some boobs?
Yeah. Whoa, Sherry.
Here's one for you.
Oh, Sherry.
Here's one for you. Let me.
You're doing the reduction on TV?
Sweat reduction. Every day. Yes, Lenny Henny.
If I could
you
fly.
Can play my drums any day.
What I do with that, Oklahoma?
Shannon doesn't know what to do with this.
Sherry, you couldn't do your reduction on TV in front of everybody.
It's for everybody to see. They family, Gary.
Yeah, they. Oh, they're
all family. Yeah. Well, that's all the time we could scare up for you today, y'all. Happy Halloween, family.
Happy Halloween.
See you next time. Bye,
Michelle.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.